2, in which Carly Rae Jepsen songs make excellent training tools. There was no real reason, in Tala's mind, to make a big deal out of welcoming Prince Alexei Tsarevich, exiled Avalon prince and refugee, into Invierno. First, it made much more sense to celebrate leaving Invierno than coming to live in it. Second, Alex had been very clear about not wanting to draw any attention to himself, and a party defeated that purpose. Third, she still had sparring practice with her father that same night because he had refused to cancel. Nevertheless, the small gathering was to take place at Lola Urduja's house next door, which meant Tala had to deal with an audience full of titos and titas criticizing her every move, because that's what titos and titas do. A Filipino party in Invierno was light on the decorations and heavy on the food. While Tala stood on her front lawn and focused on avoiding her father's kicks and punches, the others set up a long table practically groaning with dishes. The savory smells wafting in from that direction were proving a huge distraction. Her mother was hard at work, but not with the food. She carefully placed 4 hideous statues in the farthest 4 corners of their lawn. Tita TJ, who was also watching, shuddered.
Lumina, we should probably buy some nicer looking spells next year. These gnomes look terrible.
They belong to my grandmother, and they're not gnomes, they're duendes. Tala's mother manhandled another grotesque statue into place. These are the only working camouflage spells I've got.
Right, Mart recalled the prettier ones, remember?
What's important,
Tita Baby said solemnly, adding a bowl of bagoong sauce on the table, is that nobody sees.
Eyes on me, lass.
Her father roared when Tala turned to stare at one of the titos, a nondescript-looking man in khaki shorts and a bizarrely electric orange Hawaiian shirt, who was bringing out a whole roasted hog, skin fried to a reddish-brown perfection. He kicked her legs out from under her, and she yelped in protest as she went down.
Pay attention, Tali.
But how did they get their hands on lechon? She asked, astonished, even as she struggled back to her feet. Not that she was complaining. She could inhale all that delicious, crackled pork skin in one sitting, but she couldn't even get a taco in this town without someone adding ranch dressing to it.
He knows people who know some people,
Lola Urduja said primly, sweeping past her with a cane and a plate full of sizzling sisig to add to the already.